Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Friday morning. Pastor Jeff here with you. This is Real Truth for Today. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation in life where things were so dark and so difficult that you didn't have a clue as to what to do? You know, the people of Judah were in such a situation. It's recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Three enemies had joined together to form this super army to come against Jerusalem and destroy it. And so Jehoshaphat, who was king, he gathered all the people together and they fasted and they prayed. And the Bible records King Jehoshaphat's prayer. He starts out by praising God. And he says, Lord, you are God, and you're the God of our fathers. You're the God in the heavens. He asks as a question, are you not the God of the heavens? And are you not the ruler over the kingdoms of the earth? And power and might are in your hands so that no one can stand against you. And he shares with God what's going on. He said, God, you gave us this land, and now these people are coming against us. And the end of his prayer, I love it. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. What to do when you don't know what to do? What to do when the bottom drops out and you haven't a clue as to what to do? Lord, we're powerless. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Now, to help me in this important discussion is my good friend, Dr. Chris Schroeder. Dr. Schroeder is the teaching pastor at First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. He functions in many different roles, wears many hats. He basically serves as our executive pastor and does a wonderful job, and he is very equipped in counseling. And so, Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, and I think this is a subject that everybody listening could relate to, because every single person listening has been in this situation where they're facing something difficult and they don't know what to do. And
right.
So we have to help people to know how to make important decisions in difficult times.
Well, you know, as a church staff and as a church, we're dealing with difficult issue of little baby Brooks Barton. Mm-hmm. One of our staff members, Jackson Barton, and his wife, Alana, had a little baby 6 weeks ago, and he is right now almost 2 weeks at the hospital at Children's Hospital in Little Rock. He got RSV. He's been on a ventilator all this time, almost 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks Sunday. And it seems like, Chris, that we thought we were getting some good news. Maybe he'll get the vent out. And it's just been, in the last 5 days or so, it's just been bad news after bad news after bad news. And we don't know what to do. We're praying, and our church is praying. And it just breaks our heart to see this young couple going through this. They have three other children, and the children want the mom and dad home, and they need to be there.
A first grader and two preschoolers. So young children that don't really, you know, understand what's going on. They know something's wrong. They know that their parents are concerned about something and absent a lot, and the extended family is really taking a big role in the
care.
In their care, but it's very disconcerting for them. Yeah.
Well, I know personally when my grandson Chase was a week old, they thought he might have spinal meningitis, and she had Amy take him to the hospital, and he was there for several days and getting poked and prodded and all these things, and they didn't know if something's seriously wrong. And I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see the pictures of the little baby. Little Brooks can't be more than 6 pounds.
Yeah, he's probably about 6 pounds. I think he was 7 pounds when he was born.
And so we don't understand why these things happen. And, you know, we've been praying, and, you know, I go to bed praying for Brooks. I wake up praying for Brooks, and just praying for strength for mom and dad. But
the whole church has been praying, which is pretty cool to, you know, it's really rallied us to pray for this little baby. And we are so just encouraged by the way that Ilona and Jackson have been handling it.
Yeah. But the big question, so what do you do when you don't know what to do?
Right.
You do what Jehoshaphat did. Lord, we're just looking to you.
Yeah.
If you don't deliver us, we're going to perish. It's kind of like with Esther, you know, I'll go before the king, and if I perish, I perish, because I'm just trusting God that he's going to work in the king's heart. And so we know that the Lord is compassionate and gracious. We know he has all power and all authority. We know that no problem is too big for God. And so we just trust him. Now, God, Chris, as you know, God doesn't always do what we want him to do. He doesn't always heal. You know, your dad died with that terrible disease and that stole his mind away. And no doubt you had prayed that that would be taken away. And God didn't choose to do it that way.
Yeah. And sometimes people don't know how to pray because, you know, as believers, we want God's will to be done. And so I believe that we pray what we desire. We desire healing. We desire wholeness for if someone is sick. But ultimately, we pray for God's will.
Right.
You know, so I think you can pray both. You pray, God, please allow this to happen. Allow this little baby to be healed. Make a breakthrough in this situation. But then ultimately, God, your will to be done, because you know better than we know. And a lot of times we hit a situation where we really do not know, you know, what needs to happen or what's going to happen. And it's okay to say to God, God, I don't know. I really don't know. And so I'm just going to try and trust you in this situation.
Right. And to know, and Chris, I think this is the danger, is when something, we pray for something, we especially when it comes to a child, because there's nothing that is that near and dear, especially a little baby that's so helpless. So we pray, God, do this, and we trust you to do this. You know, David prayed for his little child that God would heal him.
I was thinking about David this morning when I was thinking of the Bartons. I was thinking of David. Yep.
And he prayed and he fasted and he wept before the Lord. Well, the Lord took that child.
Yeah.
And
so David grieved and quickly.
Yeah. And then he got up and he worshiped and he said, okay, you know, it's like what Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't understand it, but I'm not going to get bitter at God.
Right.
Because God is good always, and God has a purpose. He does things beyond our comprehension, and he doesn't fill us in on all the plan. And so we just say, okay, Lord, I trust you.
Well, and that's where surrender, that's what I was thinking about this morning with the Bartons. You surrender, and no matter how old your children are, this is challenging. It's really difficult, but we're called to surrender our children. You know, they don't really belong to us anyways. We're called to steward them as their parents. So we surrender our children, and we worship God. In the midst of the storm, we worship God. And that's not easy, but that's a huge shift in our mind when we shift from our problem, focusing on our problem, to focusing on God and what God's character is, you know, who God is. He is good. He is faithful. He is all-knowing. He is sovereign. He's in complete control.
Right.
And so focusing on God, and the more we focus on God, our problems become smaller. We focus on our problems, and our problems become bigger, and we get our eyes off of God.
Well, one of the verses I've been praying in this situation is John 11:4. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God would be glorified in it and by it. And so I've been praying that back to the Lord. And, you know, Chris, I had mentioned we had prayed with Jackson's grandmother yesterday.
Yes.
She had had triple bypass surgery on Monday, and so we were praying for her and for the baby.
And great woman of faith, too. She's strong in faith.
Yeah, and her word for the year is trust.
Yes, dangerous word.
Trust the Lord. But I had mentioned in the prayer, I said, Lord, we know that if you had been on the earth with in your earthly ministry, anybody coming to you with their need, you never turned them away. You never said, no, I'm not going to heal them. And so we come before the Lord with that heart, that desire, say, Lord, we trust you, and here's our little baby, and we ask you to bring healing.
When you prayed that, I was thinking of Jairus and his daughter, you know, and just bringing the need before the Lord. And Jesus is so compassionate and so wanting to heal and wanting to bring health. And so he did.
Right. Now, he has sometimes, obviously, the Lord says, I have a better plan. I'm doing something bigger that you don't understand. I always go to, in my mind, Chris, to Acts chapter 12, where you have, it's an interesting chapter. You have James, the brother of John, Peter, James, and John. You have James put to death by Herod. And you have Peter arrested, and then delivered from prison in a miraculous way because they were praying and the angel came and delivered him. And it's like, okay, Lord, I don't understand. Why was Peter delivered and James allowed to die?
Yeah.
Do you like Peter more than James? What is the issue there? And we're not given the answer.
No.
Just that was God's sovereign plan.
One gets healing and one doesn't.
Right.
You know, and I think of that with the baby, you know, and with like the Bartons and like other families that have babies.
Right.
Like your, you know, grandson and just how some are healed and some aren't. And I do think that there are things that we aren't going to understand on this side of heaven.
Right.
And we have to be okay with that. So basically in our mind, we have a file, you know, you have files in your office. You have a file that's, I don't understand,
yes.
You know, and you've got to put it in that file and don't agonize over it and don't try and figure out the mind of God with why certain things happen. Because there's things what we don't understand because we have finite minds. You know?
Well, when we think about Job and what he said when he got the news that all his children, 10 children, had all been taken all at once. You know, we have a dear couple in our church and they lost their two children in a car accident. Their only two children, just boom, you get the notification, hey, your children were in a car accident. They're both gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just such devastating news. And so Job getting that news and, you know, his response is just so amazing. And, you know, he's not a superhuman, but he had tremendous faith. And when Job heard the news, Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell to the ground and worshiped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave. We love it when the Lord gives.
Right.
But then the Lord has taken away, and that's his prerogative, because those children, as you said, Chris, they don't really belong to us. They belong to God. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I think that is, obviously, that's the standard for all of us to say, God, help me to get there. Help me to trust you to that point like he did, where I can praise you for giving and praise you for taking away.
Yeah, a song called Praise You in the Storm. You know, you can praise in the storm, not just when it's good, but also when it's struggle, when it's not so good. And that builds faith,
mm-hmm.
You know, that builds our faith. And that is a big part of the Christian life. And we've talked a lot about the fact that suffering and struggling is a part of the Christian life and learning to suffer and learning to struggle. And that's so against the grain of what we want to do, but it's so necessary.
Right. And the Lord does, I've said this many, many times and say it to myself, you know, nothing comes into your life or my life or Job's life that doesn't first filter through God's fingers of love. And we know in the book of Job, God had a purpose in all these things that came into his life. And you know, the book of Job, some consider it to be the oldest book in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been used to bless and encourage and strengthen believers for all time.
Well, I know that in the Bible reading plan, we're already done with Job. So we're in Genesis still, but we've finished Job. They plop Job right in the, you know,
right
before you even finish Genesis.
Right. Well, listen, you might be out there and you say, well, I'm going through a hard time right now and I don't know what to do. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12.
The whole chapter is encouraging.
It is. Because God brought about a great deliverance. They didn't even have to fight the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They just had to praise the Lord mm-hmm. and sing his praises and trust him. And as they did, God fought for them. And they had what was designed by the enemy to be their destruction. God turned it around for good. And he turned it into a day of blessing. And they were 3 days in taking back all the spoil from those three armies who had gathered against them. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, along with my good friend and ministry partner, Dr. Chris Schroeder. We're talking about what to do when you don't know what to do. We're up against a break, but when we come back, we're going to be interviewing Dan Steiner. Dan is the president and CEO of Preborn, and today is our last day of emphasis to partner with Preborn in saving the lives of the unborn children and ministering to pregnant moms and encouraging them and sharing the gospel with them. Such a great ministry to get behind and support. So we'll be right back. And when we come back from the break, we'll hear from Dan. Don't go away. Quick.
According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they're trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every single day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. So please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives. So be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
David said in Psalm 139, beginning in verse 13, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." At American Family Radio, American Family Association, it is our joy and privilege to partner with Preborn. Preborn is a ministry to pregnant moms and works since 2007, partnered with pregnancy clinics in the highest abortion cities and regions across the nation, providing life-saving ultrasounds. And these clinics provide mothers who choose life with maternity and baby clothes, diapers, car seats, counseling, and much more. And all these services are provided free of charge up to 2 years of assistance. And when a pregnant woman can see her baby in the ultrasound, 80% of those moms choose life and choose to keep their baby. And then Preborn comes in, shares the gospel, and they have seen more than 80,000 women surrender their lives to Christ. Well, we have the president and CEO of Preborn on the line, Dan Steiner. And Dan, welcome to Real Truth for Today. Uh-oh, we lost him, but we'll get him back. Well, here is the goal. Our goal at American Family Radio, as we partner with Preborn, is to save 4,500 babies, and we have a ways to go. This is the last day of the emphasis of the push, and we have a ways to go to meet the goal, but we know that we can do it. And so a gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. So it's just $28. You can help save the life of a baby. A gift of $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with a message of life. And so pray about that. What can you give to make a difference? A gift of any amount will help. And you can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go online, AFR.net, and join with us in this campaign with Preborn. And so it is such a privilege to know that, hey, you're taking the resources that God has given, God has blessed you with, and you're using those resources to do two things: save the life of a child and share the gospel with a woman in crisis pregnancy. And Chris, we have women all over the country, all over the world, that feel like, I don't know what to do. We're talking about what to do when you don't know what to do. So they end up pregnant, and what do?
Right. And, you know, you're meeting the need of allowing that baby to be born, but then also her emotional needs, taking care of her emotional needs.
Amen. Well, we have Dan Steiner on the line, the president and CEO of Preborn. Dan, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Great to be here, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Yes. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about Preborn and how people can jump into this campaign and really make a difference in the lives of people and in the lives of unborn babies.
Thank you, Jeff. yeah, so we're so thankful for the AFR audience, your audience as well, Jeff, on AFR that have underwritten literally thousands of ultrasounds at $28 per ultrasound to give to these young women that are in the Valley of Decision, being pressured by their boyfriend 42% of the time, 48% of them, they're being pressured by the mother of the pregnant girl to kill the grandbaby. It's nuts. And of course, the culture applauds it, and we got the Vice President of the United States saying it's health care and going on a tour about abortion freedom. This cultural insanity that's killing children by the 900,000 every year in America. And in the face of this, the listeners of AFR, the listeners of your program, are the solution. We're able to reach these girls online and get them into one of our centers and have them meet their baby, have that baby's first picture on an ultrasound, and hear that baby's heartbeat. And that's what makes the difference. This is so powerful. Even just the heartbeat, Jeff, I remember I was in one of our clinics, and there was a girl in the ultrasound room getting an ultrasound, and there was a girl in the other room with an adjacent wall that was waiting for her counseling appointment. Both of them were abortion-minded. Well, the ultrasonographer turned up the volume, as we often do, on the ultrasound machine so that the heartbeat was very loud with the girl getting the ultrasound. The girl in the other room heard the other woman's baby's heartbeat, and when the counselor came in to counsel her, her head was in her hands weeping. She says, I don't know why I thought I could do this. I can't take my baby's life just from hearing another woman's baby's heartbeat on an ultrasound. I mean, it really is a game changer. It's our secret weapon. Compassion, the gospel of Jesus Christ, maternity clothes, cribs, car seats, baby food, you know, diapers, whatever they need after they've chosen life, all provided by the listeners of AFR. And that's what we're here today to do, is to give people an opportunity for $28 for one ultrasound, for $140 for five ultrasounds, to be able to really make a difference. And the number they can call to do that, Jeff, is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or they can go to AFR.net to donate securely to this. We're trying to raise 4,400 ultrasounds, and we're significantly short on that, which is why we're on the program today. We need about 2,800 more. We're about $80,000 short of our goal. And so there may be someone out there that could, you know, write a check for $20,000 or even $50,000 to help us get over the top. We're at the last hours of our campaign here on AFR to get this done. It's all tax deductible. And here's the deal. 100% of the contributions actually go to our clinics. This is not underwriting the overhead, administrative costs of preborn. We do that independently. This is underwriting ultrasounds for young moms that are being pressured to abort their babies. And for $5,000, a person could underwrite a day of counseling at one of our clinics, cover that for a day. Again, the number 877-616-2396. This allows people to, whether it's $28 for one ultrasound or it's $5,000 to underwrite an entire day at a clinic, be part of the solution.
Amen.
It's all tax deductible according to the law. And so 877-616-2396 is the way to be involved.
Yeah. Dan, how many clinics across the country?
We work with about 2,800 clinics. We've got 120 that are our premium partner clinics, but we work all over the nation. We're in the biggest abortion centers of America, New York, Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, the whole state of Florida, the DMV area, the Chicago area, where most of the abortions occur. And we're there day in and a week out, hour by hour, day by day, every day, saving 200-plus babies in direct competition to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion chain in America. It kills hundreds of thousands of babies a year in the name of health care, breaking women's heart, killing children, destroying their heritage. And the answer to that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. If a woman comes into one of our centers, we are very on purpose on leading them to Christ. We're evangelists to abortion vulnerable women. We're the gospel champion of the pro-life movement. Preborn is, that's our heart, that's our mission, that's our practice. So it's a great joy, actually.
Amen. Well, hey, Dan, let's do something right now. If you can lead in a prayer for the babies, for the moms, and then for the listeners to jump on board and to say, hey, I want to be a part of that, because just $28 can provide one free ultrasound, and many can do $28, many can do much more than that. So would you lead us in prayer, Dan?
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you so much. So Heavenly Father, we come before you, put our hearts before the throne and at the foot of the cross this morning. And just if there's somebody out there who's had abortion touch their lives, Father, we pray that you would let them know that you said in Romans chapter 8 that there's therefore now, right now, no condemnation, no Amen. Condemnation for those who are in Christ, that abortion is not the unpardonable sin, the blood of Jesus, your son, can cover that. And Father, just move on hearts to be part of this process as we try to get over the goal this morning or today to underwrite 4,400 ultrasounds. And Father, bless Tim and the crew, Jeff here at AFR, Father, and we just lay this at your feet in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Dan. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for all that you do for the kingdom and you do to save babies' lives and save mothers as you share the gospel with them. So God bless you.
Our pleasure.
Well, Chris, thank you. Chris, no doubt you've counseled women that have been in that same situation. They don't know what to do. What to do when you don't know what to do? You have to put your eyes on the Lord. You can't start looking around. You know, what did Peter do? He started looking at the circumstances when he was walking on the water and he began to sink. Yeah. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus.
Right. I love that Dan prayed that Romans 8:1, that condemnation, that shame, and the enemy will just come against you and just destroy you with that shame from decisions made. And so we've got to look to the Lord.
Right. Well, we have our sweet Megan Cook, who works for From His Heart Ministry. She was on the program, a year or so ago, and she shared her testimony and how the Lord delivered her from that. And she has a beautiful daughter, and she doesn't live under guilt and shame and condemnation. She made a terrible decision that she had to deal with, but you don't have to live under the constant guilt of that. You can confess it to the Lord. As David said, I acknowledge my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. Lord, you forgave the guilt of that. And just as Jesus told the prostitute in Luke 7, your sins have been forgiven, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
Well, I mean, and James 5:16, the healing comes through confession. And I'm so proud of Megan. She has the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, she has this glow about her, and she's willing to share that. I mean, when
right.
I first heard her testimony on a video in church,
right.
I was thinking, what courage, what an amazing courage for her to share that story. And you know that you've gotten to a place of healing, that you've gotten to a much better place when you begin to see how you can be used to minister to others and serve others through maybe bad decisions that you've made or pain that you've been through. When you get to that place of now using that for God's glory, you know that God's taken you to a great place.
Well, you see some of these women on the other side that Planned Parenthood props up. They sell t-shirts. I had an abortion, where they're mm-hmm. proud of it and they're mm-hmm. bragging about it.
And I'd do it again. Or just disgusting.
It's just sickening. And yeah. It's like, well, you may present that face in public, but when you go home and you're by yourself, and the darkness comes, you've murdered your child, you know it.
Right. And you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life.
Right. And if you don't find forgiveness and healing in the Lord, you're going to be haunted by the ghost of guilt until the day you die.
Yeah, I've been counseling to women who've had abortions, and just the pain, the regret, the shame, the condemnation, it's just, it's unreal. I mean, condemnation for those who are not believers and those who don't, you know, have any kind of regret or mm-hmm. any kind of conviction.
It's awful. I'm reminded of a story, a true event that took place in the life of Dr. John MacArthur. He got called to the bedside of a guy that was dying and asked him, can you please come and pray for me? And so he went into the room and he said he could tell immediately, okay, because there were people in there,
this guy's a homosexual. Mm-hmm. He was surrounded by homosexuals. They cleared out when he got there, and he started talking to this guy who was dying of AIDS. And he said to him, "Do you understand what you've been doing is mm-hmm. sinful, is wrong?" And the guy had been living that lifestyle for like 25 years. And mm-hmm. he said, "Every single day I knew it was wrong." Mm-hmm. And he said, "I don't want to die and go to hell." Mm-hmm. And so he was repentant. And I think he only lived for a few weeks after that. But John led him to faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. And he died as a witness for the Lord in those last mm-hmm. few weeks. But I thought that was telling, that even in his lost state, he yeah. knew.
Yeah,
that he was in sin.
Yeah, what is that called? That kind of grace where it's before you're even saved and you know what you're doing is wrong.
Mm.
There's a term for that.
I don't know. Yeah. I was told there'd be no questions.
Yeah. Stump the pastor.
Stump the pastor. Yeah, I don't know what they call that, but he. I mean, all of us, you know, deep down, we know, even as unbelievers, that living a life that is contrary to God, it says in Romans 1, even though they know this is wrong, they give hearty approval to those who do the same thing, that those who do what they're doing are worthy of death. And in Revelation chapter 6, when the tribulation comes, the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders and the rich and the strong and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come. And who is able to stand?" Mm. They knew deep down that it was coming. Mm-hmm. And if you live this kind of life, you're going to face the judgment of God. So much better to know that and bring that to the forefront now and to come to the Lord. He says, "Return to me and I will return to you," says the Lord of hosts, and receive his forgiveness and come with repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be washed white as snow. Mm-hmm. And that is the good news of the gospel. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, along with my good friend, Dr. Chris Schroeder. And we are talking about what to do when you don't know what to do. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It would be worth your time today to read that chapter, especially verse 12. "Lord, will you not judge them? For we are powerless against this great nation that is coming against us, and we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you." That is the key. That makes the difference. You get your eyes on the Lord, who is good always, who loves you, who is over all things, who is in control, and you fix your eyes on him, the author and perfecter of faith. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to open the phone lines and take your calls. We'd love to hear from you. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Perhaps you have a question or a comment, and it would be our privilege to visit with you. I can't go real long on testimonies, but if you have a short, brief testimony that you didn't know what to do, but God came through, we'd love to hear that, because your story can encourage somebody else. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, along with Dr. Chris Schroeder. We're talking about what to do when you don't know what to do. Many women in crisis pregnancy don't know what to do. They think abortion is the only solution, but it is our privilege as a ministry, American Family Association, American Family Radio, to partner with Preborn. And Preborn provides ultrasounds to women in crisis pregnancy. And 80% of women who are thinking about having an abortion, when they hear and see the ultrasound and hear the baby's heartbeat, they choose life. And so your gift of $28 can provide one free ultrasound, $140 can provide five free ultrasounds, or a gift of a greater amount can help us to meet our goal. We want to save 4,500 babies. And so please consider a gift of any size. You can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396.
or donate online at afr.net. Well, we're going to the phone lines right now, 888-589-8840, as we hear from you, our listeners, on the subject of what to do when you don't know what to do and how you can fix your eyes on Jesus. Perhaps the discussion about abortion has touched you and how God can forgive, and you'd like to share that. Your story can help somebody else and encourage somebody else. And so we have Lynn on the line from Arkansas. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I was just going to say, well, two things. One is a comment towards pastors. I've been in a situation twice, different pastors, where they talked about the evils of abortion, but they didn't talk about the forgiveness of the Lord if you repent. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned it to one of them, and he just looked at me. He didn't say anything. But anyway, but my testimony is that I grew up in a liberal state, California, and my mom, our religion was a liberal religion, Methodist. And but that I actually didn't continue in that denomination because there was a rift with my mom in the church. But anyway, I ended up having an abortion, and when it was over, I thought to myself, this didn't feel right. But I thought, but it's legal. And so just a comment to any woman contemplating it, if they are in one of the states that accepts abortion, that doesn't mean it's right. And, you know, God says it's not right. So, and I worked with women. I was a telephone operator, and they were all women. And there was one woman who'd had several. And so it was like comparing yourself to other people. Anyway, you hear what I said. So.
Right. Well, Lynn, I appreciate you calling in. And I do think it's important, and sometimes pastors can lose sight of the whole picture there. And we want to emphasize to those who haven't had an abortion, listen, this is awful. This is horrible. Don't do it. And then at the same time, speak to those who have done that to say, yet there's grace in the Lord Jesus. You don't have to live as a second-class citizen. You're not Hester Prynne with a scarlet A on your chest for the rest of your life. You know, God forgives, and He cleanses, and He forgets, and He buries that in the deepest sea. And you can be a great witness, Lynn, just as you're coming on today, to other people to say, listen, they may present this as an easy way out. It's not. It's something that stays with you.
Yeah, you know, Megan, we were talking about Megan's story. Yeah. I mean, she works with our young adults, and she works in, from His heart, and so she is in ministry. And Lynn, I really appreciate you sharing, and I liked your point that, you know, just because government says it's right, or just because the majority says that it's right, that's not what God says. That's not what God's word says. And so we are going against the grain more than, you know, where the culture is at on this, even government, you know, if you're in a liberal state. So so we still have to do what's right according to God.
Right. So you got to find it in the word. What does God say? Well, God says that life is or that baby is a person at the point of conception, and we are to protect that life and speak up for the unborn. So God bless you, Lynn. Thank you for calling in today. Well, we have Nelson on the line from Texas. Nelson, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. Well, I'm calling about the pastor you have up in Little Rock with the baby. I want to encourage you about what Isaiah said about fasting, because I knew a woman in Bible school who fasted 21 days, and her husband became sober for the first time. So things happen through fasting that don't happen otherwise.
Amen. That's for sure. Good word, Nelson. I preached just recently on fasting, and it's an encouragement to my own heart that we need to add fasting to our prayers. We need to be fasting. This is an election year, and we need to take time to really fast and pray. America is right at the precipice, I think, Chris, of you know, the point of no return, we might already be there, but we trust the Lord. We keep our eyes on the Lord. And, you know, what to do when you don't know what to do? Many of us say, well, I don't know what to do to help America, but we can stand in the gap. We can pray. We can get our hearts right. We can pray for the candidates. We can pray for the process. We can pray for God to have his way and for hearts to turn back to him before it's too late.
Well, I know when I've had major decisions to make in my life, fasting has been a real help. And I like the idea of a 21-day fast or a 40-day fast. You know, we were talking about 2 Chronicles 20, and verse 3 says, Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a period of fasting throughout Judah. So getting all the people to fast and then being able to focus on God.
Amen. Well, the phone number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. And the phone lines are open. And so, Chris, we had talked about, you know, there's some practical things. When you're going through a dark storm and you don't know what to do, there are decisions that you still have to make, and you're in the soup, so to speak. You're in the fog. I can't see which way's up or down. What would you counsel someone to do that says, well, I have to make a decision on this or that or the other, and and I don't know what to do?
Well, we've talked about seeking God and really, you know, fasting or whatever it's going to take for you to seek the Lord in that decision, but also make this decision by getting good counsel, making sure that you have people around you that can give you good advice, community of believers, counselors, pastors, and also godly people. So you're not making the decision isolated from others, but people, and maybe people that are outside the storm that are looking in, so they have that perspective.
Clearer perspective,
and they could speak wisdom into your life, and, you know, people that you trust. And so you're not making the decision isolated from others.
Well, you know, we talk about this a lot. We just had a membership class for people to join the church. Why is church so important? You and I, we need each other. We need a community of believers to help us, especially when the bottom drops out. Because if you live long enough, you're going to be thrust into a storm where you're not going to know what to do, when your heart is shattered and broken, and you're trying to pick up the pieces, and you need people to come alongside you and to help you, and Jesus with skin on. Obviously, the Lord never leaves us. He doesn't forsake us, but he also wants to use a believing community to help us.
Right, so a community, so seeking God, using the community around you, and then also just really listening to his word, you know, getting into God's word, because he speaks through his word. It's living. And so you've got to stay in God's word, not just be, you know, super mystical about things,
right,
but what does God's word say? And sometimes, you know, with a decision, he just wants you, and he just wants to be close to you. And that's what you need. And it's not a matter of doing a wrong thing or a right thing, but it's a matter of having God's heart, you know, your heart being connected to God.
Well, a great scripture verse for all time, but especially when you're hurting and when life is really, really difficult. Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him at all times, O people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And so you just share with the Lord all your frustrations, all your fears, all your sorrows. You just pour it all out there. Don't leave anything, you know, stored up. Just, God, here it is. Here's my life. Here's what I'm dealing with. Here's what, you know, here are all my tears and my frustrations. And just let him know that. That draws you near to the Lord, because he's near to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. And so perhaps God has let this situation come into your life for that main purpose, just to draw you near, because he knows and he cares. Well, we have Pat on the line from Florida. Pat, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff.
Yes.
I was married, well, I still am, but he's in heaven, to a man who had incredible faith. And when we were first married, I was still not a believer. but he believed me into the kingdom. So fast forward to 1980. It's close to the 18th, must have been about the 16th of March of 1980. We had learned that the baby I was carrying, this was number 5, we had 4 boys, David Samuel, John Benjamin, Michael Judah, and Joseph Asher, if that tells you any clues about my husband and his background. Anyway, so we had learned the night before that the child I was carrying full term was hydrocephalic. And I learned this because I had an ultrasound that morning, and it was in the very earliest of days that we had ultrasound in Jacksonville, Florida. And so my mother was driving me, and we arrived at the place, and my husband was waiting there at the doctor's office, and he had the windows rolled up in his car, and it was a hot day. And he was, you could tell he was perspiring, but the most emphatic thing was that he was praising God, and he was crying out to the Lord, Father, I've never had a hydrocephalic baby. I don't know how to deal with a waterhead baby. Help me. And we went in, and when we saw the OB, the OB was in tears. How could I let this happen? How could I have not seen this? Well, I believe that the ultrasound that he took at 6 months back in December was one of the first in his office. And he was perplexed that the picture was so unusual. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because she already had this huge head. So she was delivered, and everybody from my church, which was one of the earliest charismatic fellowships in Northeast Florida, and those young people especially, who just adored my husband and sat at his feet for Bible studies, and, you know, he just had great relationship with them. But anyway, they were all crowded in the waiting room, and so the doctor comes out, and he says, Mr. Wainer, you have a daughter. And everybody got excited. However, you must come quickly if you want to see her alive. And of course, she'd been delivered by C-section. Her head circumference at the time, Jeff, was over 20 inches. And she showed, they did put her in David's big hands. He's played football for Georgia Tech, you know, God's man of faith and power. And he held her up to the Lord and said, Father, thank you for giving us a daughter. I understand you're taking her back soon. But if you would have us raise her to your honor and glory, you could give her back.
Amen. Pat, we're out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for calling in and for sharing that testimony. God is in control. We can trust Him no matter what. Thank you for listening today to Real Truth for Today. Chris, thanks for being on. As we talked about what to do when you don't know what to do, keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. He will see you through. God bless. Make it a great weekend. Shine and share.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.